When I have a thought, I gotta let it out. It's a bright spot that I can't even doubt. My opinion, my point of view, even if things are a little chopped and screwed.
So yeah,
even if you disagree.
So yeah,
even if I'm not in your pedigree.
So yeah,
especially if you agree.
So yeah,
so yeah.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever and whenever you're listening to the So Yeah podcast. It's your girl, your host, the belle of the ball, Caroline M. Diamond. We have a pure epidemic on our hands, and I know that there's a lot happening in the state of the world all the time. For the past, basically since I stepped on the planet, and even prior than that, there's problems happening all the time. And one of the problems that in my vicinity, the epidemic on our hands is Facetune, okay? Do I necessarily believe in aging gracefully? Like, yes and no. Like, if you want to get work done on your face, like, that's your prerogative. You could do whatever the fuck you want to do. That's not up to me to decide. What I do have a problem with is when you completely change your entire face to post an Instagram, okay? It shouldn't look like somebody slapped a whole tub of Vaseline on your fucking face and makes you completely unrecognizable, because, babes, we're going to see you in person. We're going to see that you don't look like that. It's like the bold filter. Like, why do you have a full fucking beat? And I know that you never wear a full fucking beat. I have never, and I'm not like, you know, a righteous person for doing this, but like, I never really got into filters, just because, like, I mean, am I insecure about some of my looks? For sure. I'm a human being and I'm a woman living in this world in the digital age. But I've never like wanted to like change my facial features. I've put like the filters on to like see like, oh, what I would look like with a slopey nose or like little bigger lips. And I look cuckoo bananas. And I don't know, like, I'm on TikTok. And sometimes I'd be watching like a video and I'm like, oh my God, they look so cute. And then I use that filter because the filter that they use comes up on the video. And babe, why do I completely change my entire DNA in that filter? Like, it literally looks completely different. So that's just showing me that whomever is filming the video, who I thought was, aw, cute, is looking like busted up and crazy, okay? So we need to stop face tuning. And also, if you're over the age of 40 years old, you need to learn how to take the face tune down a little bit. Especially if you're in a group picture and you are only face tuning yourself and everybody else looks normal in the picture, you look fucking insane. And I will say, I don't do filters, but I will give myself the one swipe the Paris filter on Instagram stories. Absolutely. A whisper of a, you know, just kind of blurring it out. I don't have a problem with that. My problem is literally changing your facial structure just to get the shot. You might as well just get facial reconstruction surgery, because I'm going to see you in person. I'm going to be like, ooh, mama look bad. What's the boo? Every time I'm at the movies, I usually get the same thing. And I love popcorn, even though the shit hurts my stomach so bad. Like, I need to eat popcorn at the movies just because it's the nostalgia of it all. But like, it hurts my tummy so much. But it's worth it because I don't go to the movies that often. I don't have an AMC card. When I get more money, diva, that's exactly what I'm gonna do with it. So I always get popcorn, but I'm really interested to see like what everybody gets as their like movie theater candy. I have been a ride or fucking die for Bunch of Crunch. And I think that, like, first of all, why is Bunch of Crunch not sold like anywhere other than the movie theater? Like, yes, a Crunch bar technically is the same thing, but what about those clusters? I want a bunch of crunch. I don't want a crunch bar. I want the bunch of the crunch. And that's been my go-to at the movie theater since I've been going to the movies. I'm not necessarily like a sour gummy girl or like a sour Skittle. Like, I don't want to have like a raw inside of my mouth. That's just like not my legacy and like what I'm trying to do in this life. But like, I know a lot of people love like the sour straws. Again, not really my thing, diva. But if you love the sours, you take it. And guess what? I will not be asking you for a bite of that. Can I have a bite of that? Can I have a taste? I won't be asking for that. But if you have a Starburst or a Skittle, mama like. And honestly, this is technically a side note, but like not really. The best Skittles flavor and like the packaging is the wild berry. Prove me wrong. Tropical, nasty. Original, okay. Sour, not my fave. Wild berry, boots. The house down. So this is the section of the podcast called Currently, which is everything that I'm currently watching, reading, and listening to. Okay, so this week I want to start off with what I'm listening to, and this could kind of be a hot take, so lean in. I personally am a big fan of John Mayer. I know. Sometimes his like personal bullshit got in the way of his artistry. I get that. That actually might be a kind of a topic for a future episode of separating the art from the artist, but I digress. That's not what we're talking about right now. I love John Mayer, okay? I saw him live in like 2021, first concert post-Coviana, and it literally changed my life. He is insane. So I decided that I wanted to go back and listen to his entire discography and kind of just really ruminate on all the things that John Mayer has to offer. And let me tell you, mama was not disappointed, okay? Because he is truly a genius. And I really do not throw around the word genius a lot because not everybody deserves it. Clock that tea. But he does. Like, he is truly a songwriter, okay? My personal favorites of his albums, because he has so many, for me, it's Heavier Things. Like, that album has so many hits and, like, deep cuts. It's so good. And you could tell it's, like, something that he made when he was still kind of coming up in the scene. And, like, he's trying to, like, I guess, quote, prove himself in whatever way. But I love that album. I love the artistry on that album. And then I also love Sob Rock. Like, that's his most recent album. And it did not get, like, the love it deserved. Like, New Light was the leading single from that album. And, like, yeah, like, that got, like, you know, notoriety. But, like, that album is so good. And I need people to put respect on John Mayer's name. And I think he's still single. So it's like, you know, what's up, babe? Clock this tea. Ew. As for what I'm watching, I love this movie. This is literally like one of my favorite movies. And then sometimes I think like, if this is one of my favorite movies, am I low-key a boy and do I have boy humor? And it's 21 Jump Street. I fucking love this movie. I even love 22 Jump Street. Like, dare I say just as good as the original, which how often does that happen? And how good is it that it's still that good and it's a reboot? Babe. Okay, I fucking love that movie, and I don't even like Jonah Hill, okay? And I will watch that movie. So what I'm currently reading, sometimes when I read like an intense book, I need a palate cleanser, like a lovey book. And this book is called The Love Hypothesis. And would I say it's like a good book? No, but was it a fun read? Yes. And sometimes I like to distinguish myself from like, this has to be literature and has to be like, and makes you think. Girl, sometimes I don't want to think. Sometimes I don't care. Sometimes I want to numb myself out. And that's also why I watch reality TV, okay? So this book was good. It was a nice like palate cleanser. Basically, it's like this med student and she like kind of falls in love with her professor, which like who didn't have a fantasy about falling in love with a professor? Is it just me? Maybe. That's all on this week's episode of So Yeah. And if you've made it to this point, thank you so much. And if you didn't like it, just leave and leave me alone and leave the comments alone. And hopefully this will be the section of the podcast where there's ad space and sponsors so you can get your So Yeah 20 off. So yeah.